Star Wars 7x7 episode 3331. We are counting down the days until the Ahsoka series with less than a week away. I thought I would talk about the first of two installments of a Rosario Dawson interview on Entertainment Weekly's Dagobah Dispatch podcast and highlights from that conversation. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So I'll post a link to that Dagobah Dispatch episode in the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well. The deal with that episode, it was released last Thursday, and with a disclaimer slash caveat that it was recorded prior to the SAG-AFTRA strike, as all of these things are, like with the Star Wars videos that they're releasing in the run-up to the series, they all have this previously recorded parenthetical that appears on all the social media stuff related to it. So yeah, that whole thing. But the podcast is actually, it's very interesting, but it's one of those situations where I get why it leads with Rosario Dawson as a headline, but it kind of sells a different picture from what the podcast actually is, because the other feature of that episode of the podcast is also about ranking the different members of the Ghost crew. That would be, of course, Hera and Zeb and Kanan and Sabine and Chopper and Ezra, and the two regular hosts and a previous host, you know, who comes back for the conversation. They spend about 50 odd minutes with this part of the conversation, and the part of the podcast that has Rosario Dawson on there takes place from 54 minutes in to about an hour 15 in. So it's only 20 minutes of this hour 15-ish podcast, and it's way at the backside of it. And not that the conversation about the Rebels characters wasn't interesting or anything. Again, I get why they had to lead with Rosario on that one, but it's definitely, you know, a small part of the actual podcast. And yeah, I more or less agree with the rankings, although I would have put Chopper dead last personally. Nothing against Chopper. Yeah, it's just, you know, I think there are more compelling stories told about the other characters, but you know, that's just me. So here are a couple of things that Rosario Dawson talked about in her portion of the podcast that I thought were pretty interesting. One of them had to do with the fact that she views Ahsoka's character as being, you know, particularly excellent at what she does, having a level of mastery, and yet there still being an opportunity for her to achieve greater things, to ascend to higher levels of mastery, and that it seems like we're going to be getting a little bit of that in the series as well. So I thought that was particularly cool. She also talked about the integrity of the character and actually compared Ahsoka to Muhammad Ali and to Bruce Lee in a way. And I thought that was also particularly fascinating. She also gave some insights into the level of training that she did to get ready for the part. And it sounds crazily intense. I mean, ridiculously so. It is absolutely impressive and marvelous to consider just how hard she trained for this role and the level of martial arts training that she underwent for it sounds so significant that I'm really looking forward to the fight sequences that we're going to see. I mean, I've been excited by what we've been seeing in teasers and trailers and social media footage and stuff, but this interview made me think that, oh wow, we're going to have some really incredible lightsaber battles in this series. Related to that, she talks about the intensity that Ray Stevenson brought to his role as Baylan Skoll and her regrets that he's not going to be able to share the moment of the debut and people's reactions to the series because he passed away earlier this year. And of course, there's also talk about Dave Filoni and how he is just such an incredible encyclopedia of knowledge, not just about Star Wars, but in general, and about his kindness and generosity too. And she also mentions that there is a specificity of detail in the series that is unlike, you know, anything else out there. And I suppose that's not something that we would be surprised about, knowing that it's kind of a season 5 of Rebels and Dave Filoni is actively involved in it. Not that he wasn't actively involved in other series, but this really is his baby. And so, yeah, you would imagine that, you know, the level of detail and the level of care with which everything is crafted, and probably even all the little surprises and Easter eggs that are going to be built into this thing, yeah, that it is thought through at such a meticulous level. So I definitely definitely recommend checking out the conversation. And unless I'm terribly mistaken, there's supposed to be a part two to that conversation debuting on Dagobah Dispatch's podcast today, actually. So I'm going to go check that out and we'll talk about highlights of that very soon. But for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast here. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.